It's a really bizarre passage, but is it possible that a third of the planets were perhaps put under the enemy's of control, the enemy's control when he's kicked out of heaven, and the devil himself landed on planet Earth? All we know for certain is that the devil was here. And the Lord picked this place where the devil landed to put you and me. Because defeating the devil has never been a challenge for God. With a breath, he can be destroyed forever. That's never been the issue. What he wanted was for humanity that was created in his image to bring defeat to the devil. See, the devil wanted to be worshipped, so he created those made in his image who would worship by choice to be the ones that would defeat the powers of darkness. And so he empowered man to do that. But you know the tragedy is sin entered the garden. Sin entered their life by partaking of the forbidden fruit. So what happened instantly, in fact, the Bible says that Jesus was crucified before the foundations of the world. So the Lord, in his predetermined plan, already prepared for a Savior to come and redeem humanity that would have booted their chance to be the ones to defeat the powers of darkness. And so a process was set in order for Jesus to come and to destroy the powers of darkness. But this is what he did. He came as a man, and he came to suffer in our place and to receive on himself what we deserved so that we would be qualified to receive what he deserved. So picture this. He's crucified, and when he's crucified, it says he goes into the lower parts of the earth, and he releases those who had been bound by death. Before the shedding of blood, there was no forgiveness of sin. So no one can go to heaven in the Old Testament. So instead, they were put in this place, Abraham's bosom, it's called, a place of comfort, but the blood hasn't been shed yet, so they cannot go before the Father. They cannot actually go to heaven. They're not qualified. They are still sinners found guilty. But because they had lived with a measure of faith and responsibility before God, God allowed them to go to this place of comfort versus another place called a place of torment. When Jesus died, he went in and made the proclamation, the bill has been paid. You are free. You are clean. You are without sin. And the Bible says he led a host of captives. And he sent it. And on his way to the Father, he sees Mary weeping in the garden. And he stops and he talked to her for a moment. And this is in Matthew, I think it's 27, where you see there's a record of some of the saints walking around, the old saints, checking out the sites in Jerusalem, while Jesus is talking with Mary. The graves open, and these Old Testament believers were actually seen visiting various places and people around Jerusalem. It's a weird story. And then Mary goes to grab Jesus, and Jesus says, wait, don't touch me. I've not ascended to the Father yet. So somehow he gets all the saints back together, back on the bus, and he takes them up before the Father, and he makes the presentation to the Father of those he has redeemed. He comes back to his disciples, and he makes this proclamation. He says, all authority has been given to me, therefore go. And what he's basically saying is, I got the keys back that Adam and Eve gave away. What were they? Keys of authority to govern a planet. So Jesus now, defeating the devil, defeating death, comes back and he announces to his disciples, all authority has been given to me. In other words, I got the keys back of authority over the planet. And now here, I'm giving them back to you. Let's get back to plan A. Plan A is obviously the saving of souls, but it's also the restoration of a planet. It's the restoration of cities, of nations, under the sovereign, grace-filled rule of God through his chosen people. It's a beautiful thing that the Lord has done. But since the original plan that we find here in Genesis 1, since this original assignment, be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, since the original plan, sin has entered the earth. Because sin has entered, sickness has entered, death has entered, torment has entered. All these other elements have entered the world. So now, to restore everything, we go as people commissioned by the Lord to bring deliverance, to bring healing, to confront powers of darkness, every place where the enemy has stolen and killed and brought destruction. It is our privilege and assignment to represent Jesus, to